Hello, my name is Elizabeth. John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, is my son. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, she's my cousin. But I'm here today to tell you the greatest story ever passed down through time. It's a story that began to unfold in ages past, but its message still resounds for you and the coming ages. Now, it was over 700 years before the birth of Christ when Judah's great king, Uzziah, died. During most of his reign, he feared the Lord, and it was because of this trust in God that the nation of Israel experienced its greatest prosperity. But after his death, Israel fell into a moral decline. They were a sinful and violent people, hating justice, did all kinds of evil. And they broke the covenant passed down by Moses. Judgment was imminent. It was around this time that God called upon a young man named Isaiah to deliver his divine message to the people. And he told them, "If you repent and turn from your wicked ways, Yahweh would forgive you and turn you back into his favor." It was a dark time. But Isaiah pressed forth and brought a message of hope, restoration, and forgiveness. Who was this great deliverer that Isaiah so bravely proclaimed?
Took the call of God upon my life lightly. When I first heard God's voice, I pleaded with him, saying, "I am a man of unclean lips, and I am undone." This honor seemed much too great for a man like me to accept. But with the words, "Here am I, send me," I yielded everything to him. How strange that I would foretell of the coming Messiah, but I would never witness his earthly birth. I trusted in the promise of the Lord my God Savior and held it close to my heart. Yahweh would keep his word. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Hear, O Israel, his favor is upon you. A child will come to save you from your sin.
hundreds of years later, Isaiah's prophecy was fulfilled. I never dreamed that I would get to see it unfold. It was late one afternoon when my cousin Mary appeared at my door. She stood there, speechless. But I invited her in, and we sat down at a table and started to talk. I listened in amazement as she told me that an angel of the Lord had appeared to her and said, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will be with child, give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." Jesus? Our Messiah? Mary had never known a man, so I almost doubted what she said. But just as I was about to speak, my baby in my womb leaped, and I was filled with the Holy Spirit. Mary told the truth. She, a virgin, would bring the Christ child, our Savior, into this world. We stood there embracing, for we knew that God was working a plan far greater than we could ever know.
Magnify. magnify the Lord.
Thank you. the garden, the Father gave the plan. The promised one was coming, he ain't like no other man. He was a mighty good man. No, he wasn't the one. He was a mighty good man. No, he wasn't the one. Heaven is rejoicing and the stars applaud, 'cause Mary's little baby is the Son of God. Hallelujah. 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 It's a hallelujah Christmas. Hallelujah. 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 It's a hallelujah Christmas. You're favored and you're blessed. This child you're gonna carry will reign in righteousness. He'll be a mighty good man. Yes, your baby's the one. God Almighty in man. Yes, your baby's the one. Heaven is rejoicing and the stars applaud, 'cause Mary's little baby is the Son of God. Hallelujah. 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 It's a hallelujah Christmas. Hallelujah. 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 It's a hallelujah Christmas. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's King
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's Messiah.
He'll be a mighty good man. Yes, your baby's the one. God Almighty in man. Yes, your baby's the one. Heaven is rejoicing and the stars applaud, 'cause Mary's little baby is the Son of God. Hallelujah.
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 It's a hallelujah Christmas.
Hallelujah.
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 It's a hallelujah Christmas.
You must understand that Mary and I were both very young, and this whole idea of her carrying the Messiah was hard to understand. But when Caesar Augustus issued a decree to register for a census, we had to return to our hometown. Mary was very close to giving birth, and it made the journey slow and difficult. And by the time evening had fell, she was exhausted. I wanted to keep looking for a more suitable place to rest, but Mary was more than agreeable when the innkeeper offered his stable. When I knew the time had come, I simply prayed to God for strength to get us through that night. I didn't know what else to do. I wrapped her in a warm blanket and I held her so close. And when our son was born, all we could do was stare at his sweet little face. He was the promised one. And as we held him in our arms, all of our questions and fears just faded away at the sound of his innocent cry. Far away from home, an unfamiliar place, a cold and bitter wind, no walls to keep us safe, a cry the only sound, a star the only light. A mother holds her child, peace on earth tonight. Heaven's glory placed within a humble world to dwell. Son of God, Son of Man, love is with us. Behold,
for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. It was unlike any other night. We were scattered on a hill, tending our sheep, minding our own business, when out of the darkness, an angel of the Lord appeared and the glory of the Lord shone around him. We were frightened at first, ready to run and hide, until the angel told us to not be afraid. Suddenly, a heavenly host joined the angel in chorus, singing, "Glory to God! Glory to God!" The calm sky above us broke out into celebration. And it seemed if one star was chosen to outshine all the rest. Would this star lead to a place of honor? When we reached where the star pointed, we knew there had been some mistake. For we were expecting a place of importance for the birth of this king. Certainly not a stable where animals make their bed. A faint cry pierced the darkness and the silence. We followed the sound, and there, just as the angel had foretold, was a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Messiah had been born. We fell to our knees and worshiped him for the very first time. In the quiet and stillness of the most important day and night of our lives, we gave thanks to God the Father for allowing us to know him. My life has never been the same since that holy night.
Was born. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. For his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation, and holy is his name.
Felt that way. Years ago, I had this coworker who was always talking about Jesus. She would say things like, "Jesus love you," and leave little notes on my desk that said things like, "I'm praying for you today." She would even pray over our meals. I was okay with being her friend, but I wasn't sure about this Jesus she spoke of. So one night when I was really bored, I decided to Google the word Jesus on the internet. I had to be ready with a good comeback, right? Well, I'll admit that at first, I was intrigued. But the more I read, I realized he couldn't be real. Born of a virgin, a healer, a great man who could calm mighty storms, but he couldn't save himself from being crucified. Well, one Friday evening, my phone rang. It was my dad. He was all choked up and couldn't really talk. My mom had left him. 27 years of marriage. Just like that. Gone. We were a close family. We took trips together every year and talked on the phone almost every night. But after the divorce, I got so caught up juggling phone calls between the two of them and planning holidays and birthdays that I became angry, a completely different person. Oh, sure, God loves me, just not enough to keep my family together. Well, when I couldn't handle it anymore, I called Cynthia, my coworker. She dropped everything. She came over to my house, wrapped her arms around me, and prayed. Sometimes softly, like in a whisper, but sometimes with such authority, all I could do was weep. I had been looking in all the wrong places for what I needed. I was so busy trying to figure out all about God. I wasn't taking the time to actually get to know him the way Cynthia had. That night, she led me in a sinner's prayer, and I accepted Jesus Christ into my broken heart and life. And now, I feel like a kid who's learning to live life all over again, except this time, Jesus is leading me. I no longer doubt his existence or even question why my life has turned out the way it has. I've learned to trust him just because he loves me. And this may sound funny, but he loves you too. And you can know him today.
thank you for, so much for listening. After this last choir song, then we will clap for the choir. We thank the Lord for them. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, it's a hallelujah Christmas, hallelujah, 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 it's a hallelujah Christmas. Hallelujah, 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 Christmas.
Hallelujah,
He's like no other man.
Hallelujah,
oh, He's a mighty good man.
Hallelujah,
you can know Him.
Christmas.
Yes, you can know Him.